This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A monstrous Category 4 Hurricane Michael is close to making landfall in the Florida Panhandle. It's got winds of over 145 miles an hour. The FEMA director just held a briefing.
Right now, FEMA has nearly 3,000 people in the field. That doesn't include all of our federal partners that are there. We're doing everything that we can to pre-position not only incident management teams and disaster medical teams, but also rotary aircraft ready to go to support search and rescue missions. We have search and rescue teams staged to be able to move into Florida and to the areas highly impacted in Florida, but also Georgia as well.
Again, that's FEMA Chief Brock Long. Florida Governor Rick Scott tweeting a short time ago, quote, "The time for evacuating along the coast has come and gone. The storm expected to also bring heavy rains to Georgia, Alabama, and the already waterlogged Carolinas." And this is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
More now on the approach of Hurricane Michael with its 145-mile-an-hour winds to the Florida Panhandle. Florida's Governor Rick Scott saying he's very disappointed to hear of how many people are trying to ride the storm out, even in evacuation areas.
I'm disappointed if anybody didn't evacuate, but especially any kids that weren't evacuated, because 12 feet, think about this, 12 feet of storm surge. Water's going to come up. It's going to cover your roof. You do not have a chance to survive that. So I'm very concerned.
And Governor Scott tweeting a short time ago that first responders are not going to be coming out to help anyone in the middle of the storm. Inspection records on the limousine involved in last weekend's deadly crash in upstate New York that killed 20 people show that the vehicle had a lot of problems. Just a month before the crash, the limo was cited for faulty brakes, defective tires, and other issues as well. And this is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
The Pope comparing abortion to hiring a hitman. Pope Francis delivering his weekly address at St. Peter's Square today, telling worshipers, quote, "Getting rid of a human being is like resorting to a contract killer to solve a problem." The pontiff also said parents should not reject sick children. He complained that when parents discover during pregnancy their child may be affected by a disease, they often receive hasty advice to terminate the pregnancy. Brett Kavanaugh joining the other Supreme Court justices for his first day on the job yesterday, and USA Radio's Wendy King has more.
In what could be described as a relaxed atmosphere in court, Kavanaugh asked questions of both sides in an argument over increased prison sentences for repeat offenders. He jumped in with his first question after most of the other justices had spoken. Questions from Kavanaugh and Justice Neil Gorsuch suggested they could vote against the Trump administration and side with with the criminal defendant from Florida who's fighting an increase in his sentence from just over 6 years to possibly more than 15 years.
And for some lottery players, it might be a bad news, good news situation. Well, the bad news is nobody won last night's Mega Millions drawing, but there's another chance to strike it rich on Friday as the jackpot's grown to at least $548 million, with the cash option being about $310 million. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. And if you're so inclined, hey, always love to hear from you, good, bad, indifferent. You can drop me an email, Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. With us right now is my good friend, Rabbi Steve Leader. It's always an honor to have him on the show. I appreciate and respect his wisdom. He serves as a senior rabbi of Wilshire Boulevard Temple and a synagogue in Los Angeles. Rabbi, always good to have you with us. How you doing?
Thank you. I'm doing fine, Bill. Wonderful to talk to you today.
Well, Steve, I wanted to talk to you in light of what has impacted our culture here. And I'm sure you've had this conversation in your synagogue as people come to you and say, you know, how do we reconcile all this acrimony that we've been bathed in for the last couple of weeks over the Kavanaugh confirmation? What wisdom have you shared with them?
Look, I think the first thing that we all need to do is understand the power of words. I'm going to give your listeners, who I know many of whom are religious folk, a very quick lesson in Hebrew, okay?
Yes.
The Hebrew word for word is davar in Hebrew, and the Hebrew word for thing is davar. In other words, in Hebrew, you cannot differentiate between words and things that are of concrete material weight and substance.
Right.
Words are real. And the first thing that I would say to not just my members and your listeners, but to all of America, is let's pause for a moment and think about the words we choose to use now when we talk to each other about our differences.
Yeah.
Because if ever a time for civility was required, this is the time. And so let's approach each other with a great deal of civility. Let's measure our words. Let's remember that we have two ears and one mouth, which means we should listen twice as much as we talk. And that's the only way we're going to get through this together, is with respectful listening and the careful use of our words. And that might sound kind of simplistic, but I have to say, from my perspective, that's exactly what's been missing.
Well, I think it goes a long way. There's no doubt about it. If we're holding ourselves accountable, then it's easier to hold others accountable. The irresponsible words that were thrown out over the last couple of weeks from leaders, from our politicians, our elected officials that you would expect better from, and I believe it's okay. It's more than okay. It's almost needed that you respond and let your politicians, your political representatives know that this is unacceptable, that words do matter. They are hurtful. And the things that were thrown out there, the type of bravado and extreme things that were said that are almost conclusive, that I took grave exception to. And it's really difficult, Rabbi, when somebody says something to you like you're guilty without credible proof. I mean, what do you think that somebody's just going to accept that? They're not going to want to defend themselves? The natural instinct, of course, is to defend you. I mean, it's one thing if you're guilty, if you really are guilty, and and you have a heart soft enough to accept that, that statement, then your next response will be, "You're right, I'm sorry." But
the important thing, I think, is not to lose the ability to see the humanity of the other.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I think that's what was lost here. People ceased to become people. They became causes, they became agendas, they became ideologies, and they ceased to become human beings, people. You know, the plague of darkness during the time of Egyptian slavery, the rabbis say, how dark was it? The answer they give is, it was so dark that people could no longer see the humanity in the other.
Oh, wow.
And I think on a spiritual level, that's what's happened to America. We have ceased to be able to see the humanity in the other. And woe unto all of us when that is the case.
You know, Rabbi, it was reported the Arch of Baal had been moved out of New York to D.C., right there in the Capitol area. I thought that was interesting. And if that didn't pronounce that we were in a spiritual battle, I don't know what more we could have seen to realize that it was that dramatic. And interesting of all things, the Arch of Baal would be purposely moved right there during the hearings of Judge Kavanaugh.
It's another example of the way in which extremism can fray a society.
Mm-hmm.
And where we kind of provide an almost idol-like, idolatrous-like mentality to the other side. And we just can't have it. We just can't have it. I'll give you some good news. I will say that most of the conversations I'm hearing, at least in my congregation, have been civil. And let me make a kind of nuanced point that I think is important. Real peace does not mean the absence of conflict.
Yes.
You know, what does this mean that we'd like peace? Peace is not the absence of conflict. Peace is an environment in which conflict can be peacefully explored and understood.
Well said. I hear that as well. And the people that are going to lead the way, Rabbi, are the people of faith. If you have no connection with God, there's you have little to draw from in which to honor your fellow human on this journey of life. And this is why God, makes it so important that not only that we love him, but we love one another. And absence of that in a secularized society, you've got madness, you've got chaos going on. And this
you have madness, you have the objectification of the other. You know, what is it that allows us to demonize the other is we lose the sense of the most basic religious principle that every human being is created in the image of God.
Mm-hmm.
And when you lose that sensitivity, when you lose that vision, that capacity to see what is godly in the other, including the other with whom you disagree, then honestly, it's nothing but anarchy or foolishness. You know, I have to say that one of the things that bothered me the most in these hearings with Kavanaugh was how clear it was to me that many of the people involved were really running for president,
yes,
not conducting a hearing. And I found that, you know, to use that process as an opportunity to be, you know, to further one's own political ambition, I personally found that to be incredibly sad.
Well,
and of course, by the way, to be fair, Bill, that happened on both sides of the aisle.
It did to a degree, but certainly it was more pronounced, and you're right.
Correct.
Especially from the side that complained that, you know, there was questions to ask of the two principals, and they were right there for 3 hours. And instead of asking the questions, they were pontificating. And
it was one long campaign commercial.
Exactly.
Long campaign commercial.
I mean, they talked about it being a job interview, and I wonder if it was the job interview for Judge Kavanaugh. A job interview for them to try to be president. We got to go to break. We've got more from Rabbi Steve Leader after this. Stay with us.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. VercelMedia.com.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We promote the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse and invite you to try them today by visiting GCNLife.com. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
As promised, America, back with you 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Rabbi Steve Leder is with us. He is the author of the book, More Beautiful Than Before, How Suffering Transforms Us. The rabbi writes, he says, so often I hear people quote Ernest Hemingway, who said, the world breaks everyone, and afterward many are strong at the broken places. That has always sounded more like Hemingway bravado than the truth to me. I know that a broken marriage, a broken heart, a ruined reputation, none of those things grow stronger. But we can heal enough, we somehow find our true selves again, or for the first time. And what we really find, finally, is often gentler and wiser and more beautiful than before. A second love, a second chance, another way to walk forward. Well, I'll tell you, the sensitivity and the insightfulness of these words are just precious, Rabbi. I am so grateful that you wrote them and that you're sharing them with us.
Thank you, Bill. I have to say, I just got back last night from giving a speech in Chicago based on the book. And people were lined up afterwards, just so many people weeping, not just because of the speech, but because of the kind of difficult things that so many people have to walk through. And I'm so grateful that this book has helped them. I called it More Beautiful Than Before because walking through pain ultimately can lead to a more beautiful, meaningful life.
Exactly.
And that's the goal. What else does it mean to be human if not that?
Well, there's nothing like experience. I tell my kids all the time, Steve, that experience defines preference. And when you go through some of the hard, hard lessons of life, we find out on the other side, we're going through it, you know, we're wiped out and worn out and everything else. But on the other side of it, it is redeemable. And it is in that redemption of that experience that we're enlarged, we are encouraged, we inspire, and inspire others. And we realize, you know, to your earlier point, just how precious human touch can be and human connection. Because right now, it's interesting, with all the yelling and screaming going back and forth, it's almost like you want to just stop everybody and say, hey, can we just get a hug here?
And let's be honest, okay? I don't know how you feel, Bill, because we haven't discussed it before today, but it's also very clear to me that Dr. Ford was in some very real,
very
serious pain, as was Judge Kavanaugh. And look, I think that when you lose the capacity to feel that, when you allow an ideological point of view to dehumanize the other, you yourself become less than human. Mm-hmm. You yourself then, in a way, are a victim. And you know, we have to reach out to people who are suffering. And I'll tell you, there's a when I'm dealing with someone who's suffering, I try always to remember that person is also me, that I could very well be walking in those shoes. Mm-hmm. And I try to treat people the way I myself would want to be treated. That suffering in those hearings was real on both sides. And if we could just recognize that and embrace each side, I think the feeling in the country, regardless of the decision, would have been a much better ethos in the country. Because it really is true that when we go through these painful experiences, we really can come out of them in a way more whole because of the brokenness.
Exactly.
You know, I'll give you a very, very quick, example. In the Bible, it says that God puts his words upon our hearts. Mm. And the rabbis ask, why upon our hearts? Why not in our hearts? Surely God has the power to put his words in our hearts. Why only on our hearts? And the answer the rabbis give is, God puts his words upon our hearts, and it isn't until our hearts are broken that the words can enter.
Right, exactly. Right?
So,
like that hardened soil, that soil has got to be broken up, to take the seed.
The question now for all of us, for America, is, can, after this brokenness, can we let God's word, God's love, God's sensitivity for us and ours for each other enter into the heart and the body politic of America? I certainly hope so.
I do too. And Rabbi, when you talk about both parties being so injured, and that was clear, and what happened, instead of appreciating the pain of both people, it became her against him.
It became
her pain triumphed or, you know, invalidated his pain. His pain invalidated her pain, right? Who wins in that case?
Yes, it was as if they couldn't both be real at the same time. But, of course, they are both real.
Right. And what you speak of here is a grand opportunity, and that is if our hearts are genuinely broken, and by that I mean broken in such a way to where we can receive the ultimate gift, as you say, God's word is upon our heart, his love, everything that his word represents. I mean, you think about it, and only the way that God can do it, it is complete, lacking nothing. It is the total ultimate gift that is right there, and our hearts are broken anyway, so why not have them be broken in a way that is redemptive and appreciative of what God's gift is there for us, you know? That's the opportunity. I'm with you on that.
All right. We're in it together, my friend.
Yeah, amen. Well, that's what I love about you. You know, for the first time I met you, I said, leave it to God. I mean, it almost sounds like one of those barroom jokes. You know, there was a rabbi and a Mexican. And I'll let you finish the rest of it from there.
We'll finish that off air, Bill.
I'm always greatly blessed by your insight and your wisdom, Rabbi, and I know your congregation as well. And this is why I love having you on, because I am bound and determined, like you are, to let this be a positive learning moment for us. You know, some politicians have talked of that, but then they can't help themselves and they return to, the hyperbole and that which is injurious. It doesn't promote healing.
I agree, but I want to tell you that the masses, all of us regular folk in mm-hmm. the churches and synagogues and mosques in this country, we have the opportunity to heal and come together. And I hope that our religious leaders will grasp this opportunity. You know, I tell people it's called a sanctuary for a reason.
Yes.
This is a place where we will treat each other with dignity and respect and sensitivity and love. We are going to make our sanctuary truly a sanctuary in the deepest sense of the word. And I hope that also becomes true for our country.
Amen. After all, I mean, and this is what happens. I mean, people go to temple, they go to the churches, especially when things are confusing like this. And this is a grand opportunity, as you say, for the leaders to, you know, turn to God. I mean, all the time in his word, it always talks about people turning to God. That is the well from which we need to draw from, not from any kind of, you know, our own personal superiority or bravado that we may think we have. God knows exactly for a time such as this the words that need to be spoken, that need to be put out there, that are going to heal the brokenhearted, that are going to liberate those that have been enslaved.
That's right. And the darkness is not too dark to see.
Amen. Amen. Well, Rabbi Steve Leader has been with us. It's always an honor to have him. He is the Wilshire Boulevard Temple Senior Rabbi, a synagogue in Los Angeles, author of the book More Beautiful Than Before, How Suffering Transforms Us. Remind everybody, I mean, the book is available at all the usual places, and it is such a blessing. I'm telling you, and I will say it again, I often talk about Rabbi Leader's book. This will bless you immensely. And Rabbi, remind them how they can be in touch with you and get their hands on your book.
Well, you can get your hands on More Beautiful Than Before, How Suffering Transforms Us on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, And of course, my website, steveleader.com. I really hope that the book kind of in its own way wraps its arms around everyone who's suffering and helps them walk that path and come out transformed in a more beautiful way.
Steve Leader, I'm Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Rabbi. Take care. God bless.
Thank you, Bill. You be well. Bye-bye.
For professional staffing, there's only one name you need to know, Robert Half. Robert Half custom matches our candidates to your specific hiring requirements by combining personalized service from local staffing experts with an advanced matching technology based on 70 years of successful placements. For highly skilled accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, or administrative staffing, count on Robert Half. We'll find you productive, engaged employees. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
With the recession ending,
if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A monstrous Category 4 Hurricane Michael is close to making landfall in the Florida Panhandle. It's got winds of over 145 miles an hour. The FEMA director just held a briefing.
Right now, FEMA has nearly 3,000 people in the field. That doesn't include all of our federal partners that are there. We're doing everything that we can to pre-position not only incident management teams and disaster medical teams, but also rotary aircraft ready to go to support search and rescue missions. We have search and rescue teams staged to be able to move into Florida and to the areas highly impacted in Florida, but also Georgia as well.
Again, that's FEMA Chief Brock Long. Florida Governor Rick Scott tweeting a short time ago, quote, "The time for evacuating along the coast has come and gone. The storm expected to also bring heavy rains to Georgia, Alabama, and the already waterlogged Carolinas." And this is USA Radio News.
It's time to find adventure on every drive. With Pennzoil Synthetics, you get complete protection for top engine performance. And between October 1st and November 30th, you'll get travel rewards to help you on your journey. With the purchase of any Pennzoil specialty motor oil change, you can earn up to $100 in travel reward credit. Save on hotels, rental cars, and activities. Visit Pennzoil.com/travelon to find participating locations. Pennzoil, make the switch. Travel on. Offer ends 11/30. Terms apply. Full details at Pennzoil.com/travelon.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
This is who I am inside. This is who I am. I'm not gonna hide. 'Cause the greatest risk we'll ever take is by far to stand in the light and be seen as we are.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez Live.
The way you like it. It's all about you, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Catherine Bruce is going to be joining us in just a moment. She is the manager of Market Insights in the Corporate Strategy and Program Metrics Department of Cotton Incorporated. I know it sounds like a mouthful, but let me give you a little bit of background here. You know, it's no surprise that the holiday season is retailers' most lucrative time. Holiday shoppers are constantly scouring brick and mortar stores, major retailers, and e-commerce sites to find the best deals possible. But, you know, what are our purchases revealing about our shopping habits and patterns? For more than 20 years, Cotton Incorporated's Lifestyle Monitor Survey has monitored consumer behavior and preference to analyze the what, why, and how surrounding our shopping methods. And this is why Catherine Bruce is so critical to all this, because she's going to help us understand what it's telling us. Catherine, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for the
a great introduction, and it's good to be with you today.
Well, always good to have you, and, you know, it's good to have you back. Let's talk about the results of the Lifestyle Monitor Survey. What did you discern?
So we asked consumers about their holiday shopping plans and found that they plan to spend about $680 on gifts this holiday season, which is actually up about $100 from last year.
Mm-hmm.
So we expect lots of shopping out there, and $240 of that $680 will be on clothing. Retailers are looking forward to a busy holiday season, and hopefully recipients are going to be looking forward to some good gifts coming their way.
Exactly. So what's the split between online shopping and brick and mortar purchases?
So holiday shoppers are planning to spend buy two-thirds of their gifts in physical stores and one-third online. And we see most consumers planning to do both and kind of mix and match how they research and how they actually go in stores to buy. But we see a mix of about two-thirds to one-third.
Mm-hmm. Excuse me. Now, where are they getting their inspiration, ideas, mm-hmm. about gift purchases this season?
So, you know, my brother unfortunately does not follow this, but consumers, the top source of inspiration is the people for whom somebody is shopping. So they ask what people want, and that becomes their first source of inspiration. And beyond that, it's, you know, other people play an important role, family members and friends and colleagues, as well as what people see in physical stores. So people like those displays and the window shopping, and that helps them get ideas. And you know, I can't fail to mention online. So social mm-hmm. media and websites are great sources of inspiration for consumers as well. And we see about a third of consumers looking to these sources.
I got to tell you, for me, I like it when people give me an idea of what it is that they want.
Exactly.
Yeah, you know, this guessing stuff drives me nuts.
Well, I have a deal. I'll usually get about half of what's on your list and half that I think of, and they probably enjoy that first half much more.
Well, yeah, why not? So, you know, we talked about them spending more money, consumers spending more money on gifts over last year, about $100 more. You know, the economy is serving us well. We've got an up economy, rather robust, so we look for some, maybe a bigger number, maybe better gifts, more expensive gifts this season, huh?
Yes. Yeah, and we see, Deloitte and eMarketer both project sales to be up about 5%, 5 to 6% this year. And online shopping is even higher. It's in the double digits. So we do see that both from our survey and from, these sources that track as well, that holiday shopping looks to be very robust this year.
Mm-hmm. What about gift cards? What's that going to look like this year?
Yeah, so gift cards and clothing are the top two items that holiday shoppers look for when they're giving gifts. And these kind of go back and forth. And this year, we see 58% say they're going to buy gift cards, and 56% say they'll buy clothing. And so these are, of course, very popular. You know, consumers can extend that holiday shopping to their own and to have that chance to go out and buy what they'd like. And we, of course, hope they buy cotton clothing.
Right.
Those two are the highest, and then toys and electronics are also very popular gift categories for folks to buy.
Well, we're talking with Catherine Bruce, who serves as the manager of market insights in the corporate strategy and program metrics department of Cotton Incorporated, and giving an idea again every year as she does. So it's always good to have her here so that we know what to look for. Catherine, the retail, the brick and mortar stores, even online, have conditioned us over the years in terms of the types of promotions and strategies mm-hmm. that they incorporate. Is there going to be anything different, you think, coming down the pike this year, or it'll be pretty much the same type of promotions and retail strategies?
Mm-hmm. So we definitely have seen the strategies evolve as online becomes so much more important, and so many more people have phones. You know, just about everybody has a smartphone with them, and they're on it often, and we see that them use that in their shopping.
Mm-hmm.
So what we see that has really evolved is so many more options. You can order online and then pick up in store, and we see 58% of shoppers say they plan on doing that. They also, late night store hours, particularly younger consumers, about half of shoppers under 35 say they like these late night store hours. Mm-hmm. And those are just a couple of retail strategies that consumers will use to be able to fit holiday shopping into their lives and be able to mix and match, mm-hmm. you know, what they're looking for, whether it's convenience or that fun experience of going out with friends. And we see, you know, consumers somewhat have it all and can choose the type of shopping experience they would like to have.
Well, being a marketing guy, I especially like the flash sales that have been increasing. And those are fun to get involved with. I think they're fun for the employees as well, because suddenly you get a rush of people coming in responding, you know, because of the mobile world in which we live in these days, right?
Yeah, and, you know, we see pop-up shops, and we did one with Cotton and in a partnership with Zappos just last year, mm-hmm. where, you know, we create, and we see a lot of those throughout the industry of, you know, these pop-up shops that'll be a couple of days and advertise very heavily over, you know, communicated through social media. And we can expect to keep seeing those as people really like, you know, they live a lot of their lives online, but then they want to meet in person and have that tactile experience and feel clothes and be among other people. And we find, you know, many events that really combine those two aspects.
Exactly. Well, is Black Friday, the tradition, you know, is still the same, where that's going to be, you know, the most popular sales day? Is that still on course?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Black Friday remains. We have about 41% of our survey say that they plan to shop in store on Black Friday, and 49% say they'll shop online on Black Friday. So that continues to be, you know, a popular day, and for many they've been planning it for a while, and this is the day that they'll get started again and sort of inaugurate the holiday season.
Exactly. Let it all get underway, right?
Exactly.
Right.
But we also see, you know, Amazon Prime Day just happened. That was very popular. 26% said they bought holiday gifts on Amazon Prime Day. Mm-hmm. And you know, these promotional days are great days to build that excitement, take advantage of sales. Whether you're shopping online or off, we see consumers really responding to it.
Exactly. And, of course, Cyber Monday, all part of it as well.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, 'tis the season, getting all warmed up, engines are starting,
yes.
And the whole deal. Hey, and don't forget to check out all the clothing, because, after all, you know, it's all about cotton, isn't it, every year?
Yes. We find cotton items are among the most popular to buy. So buy that cotton sweater and you will be remembered and appreciated.
So how much are shoppers planning on spending on apparel gifts this year?
So $240 on apparel this year, and that's up from $200 last year. And we see that they top the list with, you know, basic comfortable items, as I mentioned, the sweater and the jeans and T-shirts and polo shirts. And, you know, people want to give that comfort to others, and that is often what is on their list to buy.
Because it feels so darn good, Catherine Bruce, I'm telling
exactly.
you. She is the manager of Market Insights in the Corporate Strategy and Program Metrics Department of Cotton Incorporated.
This message is brought to you by Johnson & Johnson Health and Wellness Solutions Incorporated. Obesity is associated with some of the leading causes of death in the United States, including diabetes, heart disease, stroke, and some types of cancer. If you are overweight and feel like you've tried everything to lose weight, you may be ready to consider bariatric surgery, also known as weight loss surgery. The decision to have weight loss surgery is personal, and the reason is different for everyone. It can be emotional and challenging for both you and your loved ones. If you are considering weight loss surgery, Health Partner can help. Len Greer, President of Johnson & Johnson Health and Wellness Solutions.
Health Partner is a digital health platform that connects you with information and tools to explore your treatment options and to work with your care team to physically, mentally, and emotionally prepare for surgery and recovery.
Start your journey today by visiting thehealthpartner.com.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. Call now. That's 800-540-8816.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully-cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hey, Bill, you haven't noticed? The left is unhinged!
The difference is we don't engage in the politics of personal destruction. The fact is that if we just talk about the issues, for example, I think it would be interesting to people in these districts to know that the Speaker wants to take away the guarantee of Medicare. So I think talking about issues is where we should be. What is the difference in one person being Speaker than another? It's a self-fulfilling prophecy. You demonize, and then we call it the wrap-up sneer. If you want to talk politics, call it the wrap-up sneer. You smear somebody with falsehoods and all the rest, and then you merchandise it. And then you write it, and they'll say, see, it's reported in the press that this, 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 and this. So they have that validation that the press reported the smear, and then it's called the wrap-up smear. Now I'm going to merchandise the press's report on the smear that we made. And it's a tactic.
From her mouth to our ears, Andrea Kay, I got to bring you on that. I don't know if you heard this, but I wanted to make sure people heard that this is Nancy Pelosi talking about the tactic that has been, has been brought to, a 10-degree black level over We the People here. Amazing.
Yeah, I mean, it's so... I mean, I have to say, it's like psychotic that she opens up, we don't engage in the politics of personal destruction. Then she lays out the game plan.
Right.
It's like a coach of an NFL team laying out, the 2-minute drill. You know, I mean, Are you kidding me, lady? And we saw them. We have seen this wrap-up smear against Kavanaugh It was the entire Mueller investigation was nothing but a wrap-up smear. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is what they do, because the jokes aside, Bill, they know that they can't win the argument on its merits. They cannot win by selling their agenda with honesty, with truth, or with facts. They have to lie, and they have to smear their opponent in order to try to seize control that they can't earn legitimately through elections.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is part and parcel of, a tactic that has been written about, and that, Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama have been using these tactics forever. I mean, these are all community organizing type tactics that they have worked into play here. The Democrats have become artistes at it. And, there she is, AK. She's talking to the media and telling them that, hey, this is the complicity. This is how you guys do it. And even, you think back at like the Mueller investigation, or even the surveillance on Donald Trump, what they did, how they leaked out this information. I mean, the formula is still the same. They just changed the names. They may alter it, ever so slightly. But, Bill Federer told us about this, years ago, that this is the way the Democrats do it. But meanwhile, the mainstream media continues to give them cover, those ideologues. But what we're losing in the process here is the heart and soul of America. That's really what was on the line with this confirmation of Judge Kavanaugh. Some of the women said, oh, it's about my body, it's about abortion. No, it was much deeper than that. That was just one of the shiny objects that brought you to the dance. Really what this is all about is Nancy Pelosi and the elites wanting control. As Lindsey Graham put it very clearly, you just want power so badly that you'll go to all extremes to do that. And he says, I hope to God you don't get it.
Yeah, the various identity groups that they've been using and exploiting for power, for the most part, I started to say for the most part, they don't realize that they're useful idiots that are being used by those seeking power. But a lot have started to wise up. The African Americans started peeling off in 2014 when they saw, after 6 years at that point of Obama and the influx in 2014 of illegals that were being brought here that were taking jobs away from them, they started to wise up. We see women peeling off. For the Trump administration, it's one of the reasons why they've doubled down, in wanting to expand illegals coming here, because they've got to replace the groups, that the people from the different groups that are peeling off. But this was an eye opener. Those of us who've been paying attention, Bill, for a while have seen this in play. We knew that that's what was going on with the Mueller investigation that was based on the illegal spying. We've known that this tactic has been used, and they didn't care about these different identity groups for a while. But there's a lot of people that have been really busy with their lives, raising kids, doing jobs or whatever. The Kavanaugh confirmation was an eye opener, because they saw a good, obviously innocent man literally be destroyed. And they were angry at him when he came back and punched them back in the face. But that saved him. And a lot of people talk about Susan Collins' speech. I think Kavanaugh was like Desmond Doss from Hacksaw Ridge and kind of saved the Republicans in America with his speech when he came back and said, you are trying to destroy me for politics.
Exactly. Well, maybe Cory Booker should look to Justice Kavanaugh if he really wants to understand a Spartacus moment, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Because they expected him to cave. Ford was never supposed to come.
Well, they expected him and President Trump to cave, because this is what Republicans have traditionally done. They go, whoa, they're not falling for this. They're not playing by the rules. They're cheating here. Okay, well, let's put pressure on Susan Collins. Let her know that we've got millions of dollars against her reelection, coming up, so we can put those millions of dollars for her or against her if she does our bidding. Well, she's a woman of conscience and values, and she's not about to go that way. And dare I say this? I mean, I know that Mitch McConnell talked about adversity and and what was being said, and how these ideologues had united the Republican Party, but I think it's deeper than that, AK, and I really hope this is the case, and that is it's not a Republican or Democratic thing. It's America, because the very heart and soul, the very thing that makes America what it is, which is our U.S. Constitution, the rule of law, the idea, I mean, the concept, I mean, the value that you are innocent until proven guilty, due process, that was all put on the line, and Democrats were so desperate that they were willing to blow everything up in order to make sure that they could win in this case. And they lost big time, and along the way they got exposed. But it's a matter now. It's up to we the people to wise up and to see what their maneuverings are all about, and the resistance, and what they have done to be so deleterious toward the American cause.
Yeah, it was, it got to, they overplayed it and went so far in an attempt to destroy him for power that it frightened Americans. I am seeing so many women, and they're still not getting it because they're talking about how the Republicans have lost women. I am hearing and seeing.
Yeah, where are you seeing that? I'm not seeing that. I'm seeing a lot of suburban educated women that get it, and they saw their sons and husbands being indicted here. They didn't like this, you know, because at the very heart of who we are as Americans is we're fair. And this was totally unfair.
Well, when they say politics is local, and when average Americans are sitting at home and they're seeing in D.C. the Democrats trying to put forth something in this country that could end up destroying their own son or their own husband, they made it very personal to the average American out there, and it is about the heart and soul. Then you add in the layer, that was the wrap-up smear, but then you add in the layer of the violence that's going on top of it, where you've got Democrat officials calling for mobs.
Yeah, what's Cory Booker doubling down on that for? I mean, Rand Paul even came on this morning and said, you know, this is all very dangerous. Somebody's going to die because, you know, they think that somehow it's okay that this kind of rhetoric, I mean, words matter and words precede action and thoughts and destinies. And this is what's hanging in the balance here, is that you're going to have some knucklehead, you know, getting all fired up and going and doing some serious damage and, God forbid, killing somebody. And, you know, now what do we got? All brought to you by Cory Booker and the Democratic Party.
Well, actually, I would say it goes back before that. I mean, it was Barack Obama who, you know, intentionally furthered a false narrative of hands up and don't shoot, which is creating violence in the street. We had a Democrat mayor in Baltimore saying that the rioters that were destroying property and assaulting people needed to be given space.
It was their right. You know,
absolutely.
Can you believe this?
Yeah. We've seen ricin. We saw Republicans shot on a baseball field. We're lucky that we didn't have anybody dead there. Ricin poison was delivered to three offices within the last week. You know, we had the supposedly an intern of Sheva Jackson Lee, which it ends up not being true. This guy Costco's attorney actually said that he was a paid fellow from an outside institution. We don't know which one yet.
Well, the tentacles lead to Soros again, once again, George Soros.
Yeah.
Yes, that's what I was reading this morning.
Yeah, and what did that kid do? He doxed family members and actually threatened to reveal the health information of children. We've got a Democrat Party that is absolutely out of control, and it's frightening to the American people. What I'm hoping is that memories don't fade too quickly. We're within 30 days of the midterm elections, and Americans need to realize literally what is at stake. And you're right. It's the heart and soul of this country. Mm-hmm. And if they're going to do that to Americans when they're in the minority, they have no there's no stopping what they would do. They don't care about the different identity groups that they claim to care about. They care about nothing but power. And
well, how have they... Yeah, how have they earned the vote? And I thought that's what you were going to get to, is how have they earned the vote of the American people? Just because of resistance? Just because they hate Trump? You know, it's kind of, how much can you hate a guy who has improved your lifestyle? Unemployment, I mean, we're 3.7, GDP 4.2. We could hit 5% GDP before the end of the year. Our standing on the international stage has improved so tremendously. Our military has been strengthened up. Our NATO partnerships, we're not at war with North North Korea, which is what they said we would be, you know, under Donald Trump. And look what he's done. He's brought him to the bargaining table. We've got a trade deal with Mexico and Canada. You know, stop me when you're tired of hearing of all the winning, okay?
Yeah, they have nothing to offer, only hate.
Right. And so I guess we're supposed to vote them in because their previous policies, you know, really, we can look back and just long for those days one more time. Oh, heaven forbid. Andrea Kay, she's with us on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Kay.
Folks, this is important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high. No matter what amount you take, what does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Healthcare.